This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks again for joining us here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today on the program, we have Mr. Brett Wilson, the president at Digital Doc LLC. Digital Doc, also known in the dental industry as DigiDoc, is the leader in cavity detection technology for dentists. Mr. Wilson, a pleasure to have you today on the program.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you very much.
You bet, and our pleasure to have you with us. So tell us a little bit about your experience in the dental field, and what is Digital Doc, and why are you so passionate about dental health technology?
Absolutely. So 18 years total for me personally. Digital Doc's a family-owned and operated company, U.S.-based out of Northern California. We design industry-leading products to educate the patient, better known as the consumer, sitting in the chair. So they are more educated on what treatment needs to be done. We focus on a core set of products and have set out to be the best in that category and have earned that position over our 19-year history thus far.
I'd say 19 years in any industry certainly speaks volumes. Now, what are the top three things consumers should be asking on their initial phone call when vetting a new dentist?
Sure. So when patients are picking up the phone and asking the questions to the dental office, many patients are looking at reviews before they even pick up the phone to call, determining who am I going to call. And those dental offices that have the most reviews today, we are seeing they are ahead of the curve in generating more new patients. And so that's important. Take a look at their offices, see the images of their practices online, look at their reviews. When you get them on the phone, you'll notice that connection immediately. One question that you can ask them that's important, as many people that are going to the dental office have children, and that's a great question. Do you see children as well as adults? So finding a home that serves both the children and the adults is important. Another question that's very, very important is what kind of technology is used in the practice? We focus on intraoral cameras. We believe that it's not a patient sitting in the chair, but you're a consumer. And we, just as consumers in general, don't typically buy, no matter what it is, based on logic. In dental, we're very logically driven. Dentists are very logically taking an approach and telling you exactly what your needs are. And while that's great and that's your benefit, your overall health, that doesn't always help you understand the treatment. And so when you can take a photo, so the question would be intraoral cameras. Do you have intraoral cameras in the practice? This way, you're going to see an HD image of your tooth. And exactly what the doctor's trying to describe to you via an x-ray or just communicating to you, now you're understanding and you're emotionally involved. You absolutely get what it is that they're trying to tell me. Okay, I have a cavity or maybe I need a crown. You can see that fracture of exactly what the dentist is talking about. So another technology you can ask about is digital impressions. Are you doing digital impressions, or do you have CAD CAM? So CAD CAM means that you can take a digital impression of your tooth. Instead of, many patients will be familiar with this, the goop. Instead of having the goop in your mouth and closing down on an impression, you now just have a camera inside the patient's mouth, taking a digital image, sending that to the lab, or many offices have the ability to make the crown even in one visit, or crowns. I have plenty of offices that can do 20 plus restorations in one day to get you in and out. So that's a great question to ask, is on the technology side of things, what intraoral cameras do you use, and do you have digital impression?
And some real helpful information there, Mr. Wilson. Appreciate that. Now, how has dentistry evolved over the years? Should patients expect a different experience than they did some 20 years ago?
No question about it. Patients should expect an experience that doesn't, frankly, doesn't look, feel, or smell like a dental office. It should not be a fearful place to go. It should not be last on your list. When you walk in, you should walk into an environment that is updated with technology, that is state of the art. Our technology in the dental office in the dental industry is so progressive. When you walk in, things should look new. They should be just an experience of customer service that you would expect to get from a Nordstrom's, or you expect to get from a Starbucks or Southwest Airlines, Chick-fil-A, those type of examples of going in and just really connecting with the people on the team and having a really good experience. The dental industry should not be a painful place at all. It should not be because of the technology that we can use to both educate you, but also to provide that peace and comfort while you're in the chair. So they should look different because we are different than 20 years ago. You should really have that wow factor. Look for those bigger monitors in the dental practice. We're encouraging doctors all the time to put the 50-inch monitors on the wall. You, Eric, and myself and everyone listening, I'm sure most everyone is watching a 50-inch monitor at home, when we go to a fast food restaurant, when we go to dinner. They're everywhere. And they should be the same in the dental industry. You should look for that. You can connect with people that way. So technology is very progressive, and it has evolved, my goodness, from the film days 20 years ago. We're now digital. When you look at radiography, so the x-rays that are taken, we have a handheld x-ray called XTG, and one hygienist can capture an x-ray or expose x-rays on patients all day, every day for an entire year. Okay, that's one operator. If they did that for a year, they would have less radiation than one time through the airport x-ray. Isn't that amazing? I mean, we're talking about a fraction of the radiation than what it used to be in the dental business. So that's just a part of the dentist staying up to date with technology, is having the ability to provide for their patients a very safe and with x-ray specific, that radiation is so it's so safe that the team can now stay in the operatory with the patient. You probably remember going in and sitting down and having your x-rays taken, and the hygienist or maybe the assistant goes out of the room, presses the button, walks back into the room, makes the adjustment, walks back out of the room, so on and on and on. So that takes a while. But then you're also wondering, why is this person leaving? Why are they walking to another part of this office that I can't see? Well, now with handheld x-ray, you stand right next to the patient. You expose the full series, and it is fast. It is safe. The operator is right there next to you. So look for that when you're going to dental offices. You'll be amazed.
And it certainly is amazing how far we have come in 20 years today. We are speaking with Mr. Brett Wilson, the president of Digital Doc LLC, also known in the dental industry as DigiDoc, the leader in cavity detection technology for dentists, here on eHealth Radio's dental and health news channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now, tell us, Mr. Wilson, what is Digital Doc doing to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to serving dentists and patients?
Continuing to evolve. With our product design, with our offering, we're staying ahead of the curve, right? So when you look at intraoral cameras, they've been out for 30 years. We've been through five different generations of cameras. HD is here, and we know the difference between standard definition and HD when we're watching a television program or a sporting event immediately. When you see an HD image, you know it's HD. That's part of what we're doing with intraoral cameras and taking the photos, and with our cavity detection technology, it's crystal clear with HD. So we're staying ahead of the pack. There's plenty of cameras that are out there, but staying with that HD quality that's unsurpassed in just image and presentation to the patient, one thing we're staying ahead of the industry with that, and it has to be back to customer service. So staying ahead of the times with customer service, having people available to answer the phone, and that customer support allows for those patients to get those images because the product works. And that's important. It's a U.S.-based company, and we take care of the product such that it works when you're sitting in the chair. Adding product lines. So in other words, our handheld X-ray and how great that technology is, how far that's come over the years, we offer that now. That can mention caries detection. So it's just another way for the doctor to see more, but also the patient, instead of looking at the radiograph, which you still have to have those, this shows you in a different way some decay and things that the dentist is seeing in the patient's mouth. We call it transillumination. So staying innovative with bringing new products to the dental industry to help better educate patients, that's the goal.
Lastly, do you have any advice for patients who feel like their dentist may be behind when it comes to dental technology?
The more educated patients are, the more you will help the dentist take that next step. In other words, if you know, let's say, for instance, the Google reviews, if you walk in and say, "Doctor, why do you only have 5 Google reviews? You should really focus on that. You provide a great experience. I've had a good experience here." More patients should review. That would get the doctor to really focus on that in the practice. That's all that it is. There's just a focus piece there. Same thing for intraoral cameras. If they walk in and no one has taken a color HD photo that really made the patient say, "Wow, I had no idea that was there, and that looks, I just can't believe how clear that is." If they're not seeing that, or there's not any images taken, just simply ask the dentist, "Can you take a photo of this? Do you have a camera that can fit inside of my mouth so you can take some images?" And that needs to happen really every time they walk into the dental practice. So just challenge your doctor with that. "Hey, doctor, I saw online that with some research that I've done about being able to have a digital impression or even a crown done in one day. Can you do that here?" No, right now we can't. "Well, is that something you're looking to do in the next 6 months? Because that's important to me." That will help the doctor move forward with that type of technology.
Well, Mr. Wilson, we certainly appreciate what you're doing through Digital Doc and really have appreciated your time and information shared here today. Where can listeners get all the details on Digital Doc and also contact you as needed?
Take a look at our website. It's digidigi-doc.com, digidocdoc.com. You can look at our website live. All the contact information is there. If you have any questions of where dentists are located, our friends at 1-800-DENTIST are a great resource there. We'll be happy to help you as well.
And that certainly works. Again, Mr. Wilson, all the best, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks, Eric. Appreciate you very much. Take care.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Brett Wilson, the president at Digital Doc LLC, also known in the dental industry as DigiDoc. They are the leader in cavity detection technology for dentists. And for all the details, visit digi-doc.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.